Begin Podfix Network transmission in 3, 2, 1.
Hey everybody, this is former WWF Light Heavyweight Champion Gilbert, brother, and you're listening to the Greetings Guild Podcast.
No, none of us are cool.
Speak for yourself, asshole.
Sorry. I guess I am.
Hello, Cretans.
Huh, me? Are you talking to me?
Well, I guess I am, yeah.
Are you talking to the people that have just turned us on? Because that's really rude. They just got here.
Yeah, though, they're used to it by now. You know, I just realized my back door is still open. I'm not talking about my underwear.
This is live. Okay.
I just realized my back door is still open.
So now when the dog starts barking at literally nothing.
So when Sam like starts trying to bust into the den.
That'd be funny as hell watching him just kicking the door.
Yeah.
Hello, father.
do you think he shoulder block his way in, or like a very nimble drop kick? Drop kick
total,
straight up.
Total drop kick. Labradoodle maybe, drop kick from nowhere.
Maybe like he's part poodle, so he might go for like a very agile Savate kick.
I was thinking more of a roundhouse, but yeah.
A little bit of French kickboxing there for all you Street Fighter II aficionados. That's not reality, Corey. It's a video game. Yeah, well.
Oh, you know. God. Yeah, he's going to Hadouken his way in.
He has to focus his chi first. Or just vomit on the threshold and you open the door for him and be like, oh, shh. Oh, that's a Hadouken. I get it.
Yeah. Speaking of puking.
Uh-huh. Dude, all right, 10 points. That's a good start. Fantastic.
By the way, before we got started on everything, I just wanted to shout out to this lovely mead that I mm-hmm. bought yesterday.
Let me see.
I have the bottle right here. It is Odin's Skull.
Odin's Skull. Okay.
I love this stuff. It's expensive as hell, mm-hmm. but man, I love it. So while we're on the topic of drinks.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite drink? I gotta know this.
Cocktail or
yeah,
just...
Cocktail.
Okay, cocktails are the most reliable for me. I think one of my standbys is a sidecar. Brandy, lime juice, something else. I think it's Topwood Club soda, something that kind of lightens it up. It's basically like really basic shit for somebody who wants to look fancy going into a fancy place.
Fancy yet fartsy.
It's also like, it's low maintenance, so you're not really feeling too much of a burn. If I wanted to hammer down the gas just a tiny bit, probably an old fashioned. If I wanted to hammer down the gas a whole lot, zombie. But that's not common anymore, so.
Oh, I yeah. Well, down here it definitely is.
Well, you can get them. I don't have them anymore.
Ah, I got you.
Yeah.
Got you. Mm-hmm. Well, since we are on the topic, how about we show our bracket?
Wait, I already knew we were doing this because caught us on Discord. Yeah, we were talking about this out in the open. It was a little bit of behind the curtain magic for everybody. Mainly the three people that we interact with on Discord.
Sometimes four, let's be fair. give me a little something at least. So
Did you let Diego out of the dark van that you had to kidnap him in? Or is he on his way home?
Oh, shit.
He's in the room with you?
No,
that
I just...
means he can't listen.
I just
listen.
Remember the van out there. I gave him, like, a whole thing of Tic Tacs. He's fine.
Oh, all right. Well, hopefully you gave him also a phone so he can, you know, listen to the cast and everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He'll be using data, but, you know, what do we care?
Oh, it's...
We don't have to foot the bill.
It's fine. So join in the great... award winners of our past nerd playoffs as the greatest comedy movie, greatest animated series, greatest male pro wrestler, greatest pro wrestling championship belt, and last year's greatest snack, which was Reese's Pieces. So this year we're gonna do what is the best alcohol.
Dude, was the candy thing that long ago?
It was last year, yes.
My God, what the fuck?
Yes, time is a circle.
Time is a flat circle, much like a cookie, which didn't make it to the bracket, but whatever. Shit. All right. This year is this, though, right?
Yep.
All right.
So we're
going
to pick their best alcohol, not brand, but type.
Type. All right.
So we've got, we have four different brackets of beers, wines, liquors, and spirits. Yes, I understand that's the same exact thing. But go with us because we needed four categories.
I know somebody that might be able to split those hairs for us, but
well, I think we came up with probably the most agreeable partings and seatings of.
Oh, we better have, because there was much overthinking invested into this whole enterprise.
Oh my God, I've never researched something so much in a long time, not since high school.
That's arguable for me. That's really too much in high school, except for. You know, shit posting before it was called shit posting.
We invented it. Gen Xers. That's right.
Yeah, that's true, except it took a VHS cam in order to do it.
All right. So it's going to be kind of tricky with just the two of us, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. A little bit, yeah. I mean, for one thing, my drinking days aren't behind me, but I certainly don't do as much of it as I used to.
You still drink and you still know your stuff.
Yeah, I guess if I can still swallow stuff and then pee it out, then sure, I can still drink.
Phrasing?
I said pee it out. I didn't say swallow stuff and go, now on the neck.
Wow.
That would be a phrasing situation, Bob. Yeah.
So, should we bring in our third?
God, somebody's going to clip that off. I just know it. Anyway, okay. Yeah, let's bring in the third. Bring in our knowledge.
Those of you who haven't had a seizure at this point.
Yeah, it's that second coming that reminds me of how we met. So. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hello.
You fucking degenerates. Jesus Christ.
We missed you.
I know, but your aim is improving.
I can't believe the amount of like production value we threw into this. We didn't. Yeah,
I'm fucking nodding behind backstage and going, God damn right. Yeah, here we go. Okay.
Damn it. It's like we didn't even do any like hype, like any vignettes or anything leading up to this. Shit.
I know, I should have been teasing it for a while, but I never know. It's like if Jay's gonna have the night off or not, so should I even tease it and then he not shows up? I don't know.
And then well, if you tease him too much, then he misses the neck, like you know, the first time we met.
That's true.
Yeah.
And it would just be like I think it was 2 years ago when Veer the wrestler was debuting on Raw. And it was like every single week, Veer is coming. Veer is coming. Veer is coming next week.
Good for
Veer
him.
Veer is coming. They postponed his debut for like months.
Yeah, and then when he finally arrived, he was taking a nap. Because
he was completely dehydrated.
Yeah, it's just totally spent. The sphincter's just maxed.
He was sore.
Yeah. Just like no, stop, not tonight.
Veer was the baseball player, right? The $1 million arm guy.
It was one of those two guys. Was the baseball player? It could have been him.
I think it was.
Yeah, I'm like,
everything I've read about that dude is like he's like the nicest guy, and everyone's just making these poor. This guy is coming all the time.
Yeah,
he's just constantly coming. I'm like good for his wife, I guess, or boyfriend or husband. I don't know, but.
Like, or the man. Sperm bank he donates to.
Veer has children all over India.
Yeah.
All over India.
And a lot more money than he lets on. Oh, my God. I just noticed kind of something about the backsplash on our bracket here. Is that like the Flaming Mo?
No, it's just generic flaming
just
glasses.
Generic liquor that's, like, I mean, it's got to be strong. It's got to be so almost.
We're talking booze, I see?
We are talking booze.
Okay. Well, that fucking Northwest bracket, I am useless as tits on a bull for.
Well,
interesting.
I'm okay everywhere else, but beers? FMB. Oh. I don't even know what that means.
Flavored malt beverages.
Oh, I like those.
Yeah, that's a bit of new education for me too.
All right.
Trust me, okay. We had a hard time placing some of these. Like, where the hell do we put this one? And it had the most similarities with beer, so we put it in there.
That works. That works.
It was. Did you catch any of like the our brainstorming session the other night?
I did not. Now, if it's Discord, I probably wasn't paying attention. Yeah.
Oh wow, there was so much hemming and hawing to be a party to that night.
That's what we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, typically it's only one person that's hanging everybody up by overthinking shit, and it was like it was a group effort.
Not to get too far ahead, but I do see one particular bracket of death over on the right. Mm-hmm. Gin versus schnapps.
Yeah, we've got some interesting choices all around, but yeah, that's...
Am I allowed to vote neither? Can I just have water for that one?
If you had to drink one of them. Like, okay, how about you're forced to drink poison, which would you rather have it in?
Somebody else's glass?
Yeah. Okay, well, all right. Let's make this shit happen here.
All right, well, let's go ahead. Let's start off in the beer categories. Our choices are ale versus mead, stout versus flavored malt beverages, pilsner versus IPA, and lager versus stouts. That is our first round. Right off the bat, we've got ale, which is generally typical, a light flavor, little to no bitterness, brewed with a warm temperature fermentation, with top fermenting yeast. So think your Blue Moons, your Sierra Nevadas, your Fat Tires, those kind.
Okay.
Every beer in the world is either an ale or a lager.
Okay.
Now they deviate after that, but every beer starts as one or the other.
Okay.
Cool. So after that, it's going head to head against mead, which is made by fermenting the sugars and honey with water, sometimes with fruit, spices, grains, and hops.
This one is actually really easy for me to vote for. And it's going to be mead 100%. Meredith actually makes mead.
What kind?
And it's, yes. Whatever she wants. I like answer. Mead. I think mead is really good. And I saw when I was backstage, you're drinking Odin's Skull or
Odin's
like
Skull.
That?
Yes. I love this.
I saw, what's his name? Tasting History. Just did a video about eating in a medieval village or something like that, or at a medieval tavern.
Yeah, and he drinks the same stuff.
He's having the same shit. I was like, oh, that's cool as hell. All right.
Yeah, yeah. It's he's got good taste because this is really good. It goes down smooth. There's no afterbite.
I think he had the same statement about it too. It's pricey, but it's very good.
Yeah, I mean, this bottle cost me $30, so, but it's worth it, in my opinion. Just me. So you're going mead.
I am.
I'm going mead. Corey, what would you go to?
Every time you hold that glass up of Odin's Skull, could you do that? Could you do a little flourish for us, for the people at home? The glass, not the bottle. The your vessel there. It reminds me of that meme of the Renaissance painting or the. He knows what it is. The doctor after I pee in the little cup. All right, first of all, who the fuck is Spaceman Spliffed, and why is he like threatening us with a French tickler?
that's me.
That's you. God. That's a really great name. Shit.
Hey, thanks.
Okay, all right. So we're up to ale and then mead. Okay, yeah. I've had Mary's mead before, and I not only could tolerate it, I quite liked it. We're going with mead. It's a very simple and short answer. Yeah. It doesn't seem like that much of an upset on this side of the screen.
Well, not for the three of us. I mean, obviously we all love mead, but we decided ale was probably the top beer. So yeah, I would consider that a huge upset. Mead's going over. So after that, we've got stout, which is a malt and smoky barley. In its brewing process, and they use chocolate or coffee notes. So think Guinness or chocolate stouts. Or Left Hand Milk.
That reminds me of how we met too. We call that the stranger where I'm from.
God damn it. Roses are red, violets are blue. I have a gun. Get in the van.
Reading between the lines of a Jilly Bull, Billy Joel hits Jilly Bull. All right.
Him too.
The Jilly Bull is my...
Green Jelly?
No. No, it's my ragtime Elton John cover band name.
Oh, fuck. All right, yeah. Nice. I mean, that's always going to be 100%.
I'm out of practice, so I'll do
you're
better.
You're a little rusty.
Yes. How often have you been able to do that since I left over there?
Not often enough.
Not often.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, I brought some benefits to the household. Mainly just in distracting everybody that fucking lives there. But do you get to deploy that regularly or what?
Oh, yeah. No, this gets used all the time.
Nice. All right.
All the time. All the time.
At least some traditions don't die or at least slow down.
That's right.
Hey, guess what? Shut up!
That's all.
That gave me serious like Sinking City flashbacks.
The Sharding City.
The Sharding City. All right, where the fuck were we?
This is definitely our podcast.
Stout versus flavored malt beverages.
Yes, flavored malt beverages. They use a malt base, then they strip all that malt out, and then they start adding natural flavors and artificial flavors to create a taste profile that differs from traditional beer. 51% of the final APV must be derived from the original malt base. So think your hard seltzers, your Mike's Hard Lemonade, Four Loko, and those kinds.
It's been really fun putting this together and like finding out all sorts of shit that I previously did not care to know about the stuff that we put in our bodies.
So at the risk of upsetting my ancestors, being as I am Irish,
mm-hmm.
For me, give me the girly drinks. Give me all the flavored malt beverages. Because stouts are a chore, man.
I
gotta set aside time to drink a Guinness. Like I can slam a hard lemonade and be fine. But if it's a Guinness, it's like, all right, this is an hour and a half of my life gone now.
So what's one of your favorite pop punk bands?
Pop punk bands?
We called them punk back in the 90s, basically.
I mean, right off the top of my head, MXPX, Green Day.
MXPX. I was waiting for you to say the fucking Fratellis, but no. Not the Fratellis, fucking Dropkick Murphys.
Oh, the Murphys? Sure.
Yeah, I was going to say, that both of those drinks could go with that band, could go with listening to it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, very 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 mood oriented with both of those.
And I would say the Murphys are all in their late 40s and 50s now. It's probably more flavored malt beverages than it is stouts.
Yeah,
because a Guinness headache is not easy to recover from.
But the thing is, like, a lot of FMBs are also pretty. Wait. Did we separate these like the heavy ones? Like, are
no,
the heavy ones like
in
did you
general,
put your Four Loko somewhere else?
No, Four Loko is definitely an FMB.
Yeah, a Four Loko is like a pancreas bomb. If I'm trying to like not burn myself into an early nap, I'm probably gonna have like a stout before an FMB.
Yeah, my issue with stouts is I like them, but only in certain circumstances. Like if I'm at Fiddler's Green, I'm having a steak. Yeah, give me a Guinness. Absolutely, that's gonna go perfectly with this. I need like food to go with a stout because it's just so freaking heavy. Now, mm-hmm. Corey, you brought this up while we were brainstorming this. Stouts, especially Guinness.
It's more like a brain squall, honestly.
Oh, sure. You were mentioning that Guinness, mm-hmm. Plural,
yeah.
Guinness,
mm-hmm.
They are probably the most photogenic of all drinks.
Yeah, they're gorgeous.
Yes.
It's
like lava lamps just staring at the bubbles.
That's about, yeah, they're perfect for Instagram, but that's about where my enjoyment of them fucking ends. Yeah. Because they're headless for the most part, right? And whatever does build up at the top tends to like drizzle down, and it's very hypnotic and stuff. But you know, I don't smoke cigarettes either, and if we're just going by aesthetic quality, there's certainly plenty of undeserving parties on this bracket. Speaking of this bracket as a whole, that I normally wouldn't like gravitate towards anyway. So,
are you saying Irish people smoke?
Well, that one used to.
I can confirm this. Yes,
yeah.
They do.
Yes.
At least once in their life. Yeah, it happens.
Oh, you're Irish. Here's a Marlboro.
Okay, so Jay went FMB. I'm probably going to go in FMB too. I'm not going to lie. Like, it's like you're putting on airs if you talk about all the stouts you've had. But, I mean, I got driven to the hospital after poking my eye out, getting high off of fucking Mike's Hards. So, remember that?
No.
No.
What? Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was why.
Okay, well, hang on a second. Does everybody know who Powers Booth is?
Yes.
All right, awesome, thank you. All right, just checking. See, I'm going to keep doing that until one of you starts actually believing that I believe I'm in another dimension. All right, so it was when I used to come over to Bob's apartment all the time, at that one place on Lee Road with the fake rock wall, the fake edifice on the inside of it. Okay, and we used to watch ECW every Friday. Okay, remember this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, because we were younger and much more stupid, you know, relatively speaking, than we are now, elbows would be dropped off the couch and shit, right?
Yeah, we'd take the mattresses or the cushions off the sofa, and for some reason, in this 10-foot-high ceiling, we would do launching elbow drops.
Yep, because A, well, the aforementioned young and stupid factor, and B, because there were, guess what, FMBs in the house. So... Ooh. Now, I never hurt myself doing that. I'm not quite sure you ever, like, wound up...
I dislocated my shoulder.
Dislocated your shoulder at once?
Yeah.
But you've recovered from that since then, so we're, you know, doing
getting
fine.
There.
Yeah. One night, I was over there, and I had, like, a copy of the Orlando Weekly. And, like, after, like, getting worn out, fucking doing, like, bullshit planches, and stuff, probably, like, the ugliest fucking leg drops off of that couch... We both sit down, and I pick up the Orlando Weekly. It was rolled up, and then I, like, turn to the side for some reason, and then I turn back, and I jab the Orlando Weekly in my eye, which is not how I ended up in the hospital. I tried to drive myself home, and then I realized that I could not drive myself home when I was on a Loma, so I headed back to the Florida hospital.
Probably not the first time the Orlando magazine has been used as a weapon.
Yeah, probably. It definitely is an offensive material. But yeah, and I had, this is when I was living in the Knowles apartment, and you didn't see me for a week because I was wearing one of those like fat eye patches with the metal cover.
Fuck.
You really?
No, I really don't remember this. I believe you. I don't remember it.
I know. I've talked about it once because I remember talking about having to take the eye patch off after a week and how fucking disgusting it was.
Oh, I don't doubt you, but at the same time, my memory is shit.
Maybe we shouldn't be doing like a drink bracket. No, wait, we have to make all that experience count for something. We're going forward. We're doing it. All right.
All right.
Speaking of which, we're 22 minutes in. We have two picks.
Fuck yeah. Right on brand.
Right on brand. All right. Up next, we got Pilsner versus IPA. Pilsner is brewed with a more Pilsner hop forward malt with lager yeast. It's lighter color than other lagers, more hop, bitter of a taste. So think Beck's, Modelo, and Miller. Now it's going up against IPAs, which I fucking hate. But anyway, IPA, it's combining a pale malt with ale yeast that reduces the disparity between stouts and light lagers. So think Voodoo Ranger, Lagunas, and Mindhaze. Again,
I love an IPA, so that's where my
really
goes. Yep,
Corey.
I don't know. I don't fucking know. I don't think I've ever actually had a Pilsner, so I can't, like, you know, speak out of pocket or anything. But
Pilsners are incredibly unoffensive drinks. They are beer.
They're just beer.
They are beer.
All right. I once had an IPA called Hoptimus Prime. Great label.
All right, the name for IPAs, I will give it to them, hands down.
But if we're going to be I'm simply coming at this from a completely, like, superficial perspective. Most of them have pretty snazzy labels and cutesy names. But I don't remember enjoying it all that much. But I also don't think I've ever had a Pilsner either. So how do I approach this? Do I go downstairs and get a Pilsner just to, like, call it a night, or?
Yeah, I don't think you'll do that.
Fuck it, IPAs then. That's it. It's the only one I have exposure to. That's it. IPA, beating up Pilsner.
Sorry, Bob.
Dirty bastards. All right. it's like drinking bread.
That's
honestly, that's a lot of this whole bracket over here. It's just,
it tastes like you boil down a loaf of bread and you just start downing it.
Straight up, if you've got celiac, Having any of these is, having any one of these is going to put you in the bed next to me wearing an eye patch.
All right,
in
for
a
the
hospital,
final.
In a hospital.
Good recovery.
Second coming.
I mean, I can't say that wouldn't happen in a brothel because, you know, anyway.
All right, so the last in these in this first of the beers, we got lagers versus sours.
Sours, basic bitch right here. I'm having one. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm agreeing with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'd probably go the same way.
Tradition.
Fucking hate the flavor of beer. At least sours have some personality.
Yeah. And traditionalists are like fucking screaming right now. Well, they're probably scoffing very loudly, but you know.
No, they're not. They drink fucking lager. They're pissed drunk and wetting themselves right now.
Well, like, who's to say they could be screaming while doing that?
They're arguing about football.
My God.
Screaming while drinking.
All right.
You know, sometimes that filter in my brain just shuts down.
You don't
go ahead,
Bob.
Make that noise.
Could you, just for the people in the back seats, could you rewind that?
No, if anyone else wants to hear it, they can hit the rewind.
Yeah, it's reminding us about the first time we met.
All right. Let's stay in the first round. Let's go down to wines.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a bit of a wine drinker. I don't know about the two of you.
More studied in wines. Okay. Not significantly so, just I know more about that than beer. I can tell you that.
There's a few on here where I look at and I go, I've had that. That's my vote.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
Fair enough.
This is going to be... Oh, good.
No. To start us off, we got reds versus dessert wines.
Mm-hmm.
Dessert wine.
Dessert.
Reds. Ah, ooh. Damn it. Ah, fuck. All right, well, you know.
Which way would I go?
Whatever.
For the record, I don't care if I lose on any of these. It's fine.
Oh, you're supposed to care. You're supposed to care very much.
No, it's not really anybody losing per se. It's just.
We're not as invested in this as, say, like the greatest sci-fi spaceship. So.
I'm actually more invested in this. It's just that, like, we're talking about alcohol. What's the loss condition? Well,
I mean, I'd have to drink a red. That's a loss for me. So.
Would you? I don't know. Okay, if that has to happen, I'll find a good one for you. Okay. Like I know a little bit about birds.
I'll have a bottle of $3 Chuck if it's a red.
See, you're already ahead of the curve.
But that's basically just grape juice with some fucking sass. That's all.
Exactly.
It is.
With some antifreeze in it.
You know, it's technically a red. Manischewitz.
Manischewitz is good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, enjoy. And mazel tov.
I'm surprised port didn't make the list.
That's...
Port?
Oh, it's considered a fortified, I see. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, that's a great question, because there's a number of these that I had cognac on the list at one time, and then I did some research, like, oh, cognac is brandy.
Mm-hmm.
It's just made in a certain area of France.
Yeah. Yep. But the composition, see, this is what the bull sesh was about. But cognac is, compositionally speaking, closer to wine than it is to anything else in the bracket. But it's this distillation or aging process was closer to wherever you put it. I think that was one of our seeds, the shuffle bracket. So
yeah, we struggled with some of them. But the next one in this wine category, we got the fortifieds versus the rose wines.
Oh, see, who won the reds versus dessert?
Oh, dessert.
Oh,
dessert?
Okay.
Oh, there you go. Okay. And see, to me, rose would have counted as a dessert wine, but
I would go with a rosé. Because fortifieds are great for cooking, but if I'm drinking it, I want to have a rosé.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm not downing sherry or Marsala or vermouth.
Like not straight.
That stays up in the cupboard and gets put into my food. I
or
deglaze
other
pans with that.
Yeah,
I guess. But vermouth, definitely. But
yeah, I had some port in a meat dish I was cooking last night. So, yeah, like you said, I love cooking with this stuff. I don't think I've ever drank it straight. So, yeah, I'd probably go with a rosé.
I've had port straight. It's pretty good. But I'm going to go with fortified because this was kind of like my mindset when we were talking about this before. Certain beverages on here are better for drinking, And then there are certain beverages on here that are better for utility. And we haven't gotten into like the core of those just yet, but fortified wines were definitely one of them. And you're usually going to be putting fortifieds into other stuff. Mm-hmm. Like that's a kind of beverage that makes other beverages and other meals happen. So yeah, I'm going to go with that.
Let's jump off one bridge at a time, though. Jay, what did you go with?
I went with a rosé. I appreciate fortifieds. I do like to cook with them, but
okay.
If this is a drinking bracket, it's a rosé for me.
We never really decided if it's a drinking bracket, but I mean, that's what you do with 95% of these, so.
I would still go with a rosé.
Okay. What would you do with the other 5% of them?
I knew you were going to fucking ask that.
Second, of course. Kelly.
I know. 5%? That's kind of unimpressive.
It's thematic.
It's just
that's Jesus' second coming is this weekend.
Start eating some pineapple. I don't know.
There's a 33 and a third chance that he's not going to rise from the dead.
Yeah. And if he does, he's bringing along the blue pills and the rhino horn, all
right? That's right.
Because he's got a lot of business to take care of.
This is ground panda.
You know how they say he was hung up on the cross?
He was hung he's got up on the cross.
He's got a bit of... a lot to live up to.
Whap.
Yeah, it was so like impressive that a whole religion formed around it.
Like a pork loin on a countertop.
Blap!
Like a Coke can with an apple on the end of it. It's short, but you can club somebody with it.
Like a bald graboid.
It's like bathroom sword fighting. Yeah, that's how it's going to be solved. Him and the devil just whipping cock at each other in the bathroom.
Here's exhibit of A why we're not getting into heaven.
Do you think they talk like this up in heaven?
I guarantee it.
If Sam Kennison and George Carlin are up there, yes.
What makes you think either one of those two assholes is up there?
George was Catholic once, and Sam used to be a priest.
Okay, all right.
Special dispensation, they get in.
Oh, the special dispensation rule. Fuck, even George even talked about it. Yeah. Well, if he's in heaven, then he's the shiny time station that leads.
Oh yeah, absolutely. He's 100% Mr. Conductor.
Yeah, he's got to be guiding the train to hell, if anything.
But as soon as St. Peter isn't looking,
he knows his timing. He can work that out.
Yeah, comedy is 100% timing.
So up next in the wines, we got our sparkling or champagne,
and at least 5% jizz. All right, sorry.
Versus ciders.
I don't like sparkling wine, so I'm going to go with cider on this one.
Let me see. Sparkling wines versus cider. Sparkling wines are always given to me. Ciders, I always ask for. I'm going to have a cider. Yeah.
Yeah.
Strongbow for life.
Cider Boys, Strongbow, Woodchuck, all of those are great choices. And I will get a cider.
Yeah.
If I go to a restaurant, I will begrudgingly accept champagne if it's given to me.
Dude, what was the shit they used to have at Jimmy Hula's? I usually got the black cherry variant of it. Fuck. Oh my God, I missed that shit.
That shit was so good. I don't remember what it was. But the blueberry one was good too.
So it must have been super remarkable for us to not remember the name of it. yeah.
Blue Paw?
Blue Paw? I don't know. Hang on a second.
Because there was one out of, but that was a wheat ale. That wasn't a cider. But I remember that. Yeah, when I went up to Maine, I had, I think it's called Blue Paw, and it's a blueberry beer, basically.
Mackenzie's. It was Mackenzie's.
Okay.
Well, now you know. Next time you hit the Jimmy Hula's, which who the fuck knows when that's going to be.
Oh, I thought you were asking.
Well, yeah. Well, if you go, have two on us, or two for us,
will.
Rather. Not on
I'll
us.
Have two and a half.
I can't buy shit right now.
Give me half of that. Yeah. just the half.
I'm doing it as a favor to a friend.
I owe them a drink.
And I actually, they asked me to do two for each of them.
I don't give a shit. Just give me that in my tacos.
Tacos.
Jimmy, who a taco?
Yeah, I actually haven't had any dinner tonight, so that kind of made me go. All
right, finishing up this wine bracket, we got the whites versus umeshu, which is also sometimes called plum wine.
Ah, all right. I'll take the lead on this one. Are we considering Rieslings to be white?
That is what the description says.
All right, I'm going with a white.
Ooh, we're going with the German.
Mm-hmm, the German. It's a good passive wine. It's a good fun time wine. Basically, my desserty, if anything.
I'm gonna go with white wine as well. I've only had plum wine once, and it was okay. It's fine.
I mean, that said, I like plum wine a lot, but it's like a lot sweeter than Riesling is, and I still like to have like a little bit of a burn on it.
Riesling's really nice. Like I like a Riesling when we go camping.
Yeah,
that's great to drink around the fire.
Oh, mm. So,
point to
that's
you.
My pick. I'll take a white.
Yeah, I've got a bottle of red Moscato in my fridge, which is technically that's a white wine, but this one is a red variety of a white wine, so I can't figure it. I would have gone umeshu because I love plum wine. That is some tasty stuff, but I will cede the whites. Wait.
Phrasing, Bob.
Yeah.
All of them? Because...
Definitely no.
Because you better have some pineapple and drink some water, buddy, because you're going to have a big...
I missed you. Corey alone telling these jokes just got old.
Yeah, yeah, it's a stale. I have stale delivery. You need to need to have some.
Well, there's nothing wrong with your delivery.
No? Oh, really? Oh.
No. Oh. It's a consistency.
Oh, the consistency. Well, you mean the persistency on that? Because it's just like you're gonna get joked to death whether you want it or not.
All right, who wants to take liquors?
And he can roll with the punches.
I'll go with liquors. I'll take liquors.
Mm-hmm.
Because now we're getting all into right. What everybody drinks.
All right, up first, we have whiskey versus moonshine. So whiskey is your classic stuff like Jameson, Jack Daniel's, SoCo.
Mm-hmm.
All the different varieties there. There's Irish whiskey. Scotch does not fall into that category. Scotch is actually made in a different way than traditional whiskey distillation.
That's what
and moonshine is fucking gross. So, spoilers on my pick, it's whiskey.
Yeah. It's honestly going to be whiskey for me too, because even if we're talking about like the moonshine that's, you know, not still
the moonshine from Old Smoky.
Yeah, the Old Smoky like, shit. I don't have a man bun big enough to drink with it, to take it with. So whiskey's for me. Also, I'm a whiskey drinker, so I gotta go with that. Never mind. Let's get down to bracket first.
Well, I can see how both of you voted that way. I will throw this out. The next time both of you are down here, we need to go down to this restaurant called Homecoming down here where they do a moonshine flight. And it is out of this world wonderful. But yes, I would... Boy, actually, I'd have a hard time picking a winner in this one. So, yeah, I'm going to cede and go whiskey with you guys.
Okay.
Isn't Homecoming that, like... extra froofy Southern Kitchen joint at the Disney Springs?
I don't know if I'd call it extra froofy.
Oh, it's extra froofy. It's a
Disney.
Well,
they've got some of the best fried chicken I've ever had.
That is true. I was going to say that next. So they'll start acting up on me. That's a good goddamn restaurant. I mean, there are places up here that do the whole, three-piece suit for fried chicken sort of a vibe.
Really?
But they kind of shit all over it because they serve you like... cornbread and like fucking cottage cheese pudding desserts and shit like that along with it, and it's like bullshit. But Disney, that place, they were like, yeah, you're going to be paying top dollar for it, but you're going to taste it. So I think the thing is that I actually remember doing the moonshine flight down there also. It was like right before I moved to Chicago the first time, so that was pretty good. But the thing is that like I was standing up after it, so I kind of assumed that was not like actual like brewed at the bottom of like a bathtub moonshine, you know.
All right, up next we've got brandy or cognac versus rye. So brandy is a fermented fruit-based wine distilled with heat or low heat multiple times, aged and colored using wooden casks in unaged oak barrels. Cognac is brandy that can only be made in France, just like champagne can only be champagned in France. Rye must be distilled from at least 51% rye grain, aged in charred, unused oak barrels for at least 2 years. It's less than 4 years. It has to be labeled as such, and it can be no higher than 160 proof.
Okay, well, I'm still a whiskey drinker, so I'm going with rye on this one. One of my favorite whiskeys is Templeton rye, so I'm kind of conscripted to that.
How about you, Bob?
I would probably go brandy on this one. It's a razor thin edge, but yeah, I would say brandy.
I enjoy brandy. I like rye. I'm going to go with rye on this one.
Okay.
All right. We'll keep going because, yeah. The thing is that, like, you already know which ones I'm going to pick from each of these brackets.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got to do it.
What's that?
Still got to do it.
All right. Let's go ahead and do it then.
All right. Up next, we have Scotch, which is exclusively made in Scotland. It must be aged for at least 3 years in oak casks using peat moss, burnt peat, to age it and smoke it. 4% ABV minimum, water and malted barley, sometimes with other grains. Typical examples are Johnny Walker or Douars. Versus Herbals, which is bourbon blended with a variety of compounds deriving from roots, fruits, herbs, including green tea, hibiscus, ginger, and eucalyptus. It's barrel-aged. Consider things like Jägermeister, Campari, or Contro.
Now, this matchup is actually kind of funny because Scotch exactly has to be this, and it has to be exactly that, and it's got to be exactly made here, while Herbal is like, whatever, man. Just throw in some tree root.
Herbals. Yeah.
Okay. Counter argument. Jaeger's gross.
What about Contrero, though?
I don't know that I've ever had it, to be honest.
Quantro? If you've had triple sec, you've had Quantro.
Oh, that's the orange one?
That bip.
That's fine then.
It's fancy triple sec along with Grand Marnier.
Grand Marnier is good.
Yeah. See, the thing is that Grand Marnier, much like our fortified wines, is also useful, and there's a lot of those in that category. Let me see. I'm trying to remember the name of an herbal here, and it's fucking bugging the shit out of me because I'm voting.
Frangelico?
I'm voting. Not Frangelico. No, that's hazelnut flavored, more or less. Right? You put that in coffee typically for Nutty Irishman?
Yeah, that's true. Yep.
Yeah. No, I'm trying to think of. It goes in the rusty nail. All right. I remember us talking about this last time, and I fucking forgot again. It is Drambuie. That's it. Okay.
Ah, okay.
So, yeah, Drambuie would belong on this list. And a lot of what's in the herbal category would taste goddamn good in a Scotch or a rye or a whiskey. So this is going up against Scotch, huh?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, who's ready to duck a curveball? I'm going with an herbal here.
Interesting.
Because I am not a Scotch drinker. That's the thing. Scotch people are like martini dudes. They like get strict about what they expect out of it.
Have you seen how it's made?
Yeah, I suppose there's a bit of a process going on there, and it's a very specific one. But it's like, whereas whiskeys, ryes, and bourbons, and the sub variations of each of those groups can take on a different flavor profile to me. Scotch tends to taste like Scotch to me, so I can't really fuck on that.
All the good and ill that entails too, like, because there is very good Scotch, and then there is very not good Scotch, but somehow they all taste similar, because of things like the peat moss and stuff like that that's used in the distillation process and the filtering process. I do like Scotch. I like Scotch quite a bit. That said, I get far more use out of herbals than I do out of Scotch. And my love is tiki drinks, and I use a fuck ton of herbals in tiki drinks.
Yeah.
So I have to go with herbals as well.
See, it's like the Scotch beverage. I know of the Rusty Nail beverage, the cocktail, because it involves Scotch. But the only time I have Scotch, seemingly, is if it's riding shotgun with an herbal. So, yeah.
Like, I'll have a Scotch neat, like, if the company is paying for it.
That's true.
You don't have anything alcoholic. I'll have a Malort if my company's paying for it.
No. Absolutely not. But like,
that was a very fatherly disappointed no.
No, Corey. You do not do that. I don't care if they're paying you and it's on a dare. You do not put Malort in your
clutch. Well, no, hold on now. If it's a dare, that's a different story. We didn't say anything about dares.
It's going to be a dare. Somebody's going to buy that shot for you to see you suffer, okay?
God,
hey, the same goes for Jägermeister. There you go. I bought you the shot.
My coworker Maria lives in Chicago, and she keeps threatening to bring Malort to our yearly meetings. And I'm like, don't you fucking do it. Please, just don't.
Don't you fucking bring that here.
Hey, at least Chicago has like its own beverage. I can't say the same for this place, except for
it's been described as what? Gasoline and burnt condoms? Like, that's...
No, I've not heard that description yet. I've heard many descriptions for it before. Burnt condoms is a new one.
All right, let's wrap up this bracket with bourbon versus sake. So bourbon is bourbon is whiskey that's made in the U.S. Let's just go with that.
Yeah.
Examples: Wild Turkey, Jim Beam, stuff like that. Sake is rice brewed with koji and water, fermented, filtered, pasteurized, and not meant to be aged.
Some of it is, but traditionally it is not aged.
Okay.
I mean, bourbon, I'll just get that out of the way. All right, your turn.
Go ahead, Bob.
I would have to go sake, because I like the sake.
I have never had a sake I enjoy.
Oh.
I have tried numerous sakes and have been told, you're going to like this one. And then I try it and I go, it tastes like sake. No, I don't. The closest I got, there was a pear sake that we got, and I was like, oh, that's tolerable. But tolerable ain't gonna win against bourbon. I fucking like bourbon. Bourbon's good. I'll go just take a swig out of the bottle. I'm not doing that with sake.
There's a quality of sake that I don't necessarily appreciate. Now, dealing with like a super burn on some of these is just coming with the territory, because we're talking about alcohol and shit. Sake has that kind of a burn that you can't burp on, because it doesn't make you...
I will meet that challenge.
You can burp on it, but you don't want to. The thing is that like it tastes like a preamble to a puke. Even if you're not about to puke, it's like a little bile comes up with it.
Oh.
Just as like a stowaway. Like, you know what? You have any more of this?
Those,
yeah.
It's one of those.
Yeah. It's,
oh,
it's
no,
like a,
no.
It's like a tessie burp. It's like,
yeah,
it's like,
very much.
I mean, that's a visual representation of it. But you know you're not like cranking out like a, you know, 20 decibel window rattler. You're going to be like, oh, no.
The downstairs neighbor is not going to open her door when the hallway shakes.
Yeah, exactly. speaking of neighbors, I think I should be okay. All right. Especially after like the first 20 minutes of this show, you'd think that somebody would be like, dude, please.
They know what they're working with at this point.
We're trying to watch Titans over here, and it's really you're really killing our buzz. Just shut the fuck up about the jizz, okay?
All right, let's sally forth onto spirits here, lads. We have vodka. I don't need to describe vodka. Everyone knows what vodka is. Versus absinthe. Absinthe was famous for being the liquor that caused you to hallucinate. I remember that being how it was described to me when I was in high school, and I couldn't wait to try it. And I tried it, and the only reason I hallucinated is because it tastes like shit.
Yes,
absinthe is fucking awful.
There was never any hallucinogens in it.
That was pretty much the story that I was telling when we were brainstorming about this, except it wasn't in high school. It was my first shot of absinthe ever was at your house, because there's a full bottle of it in your basement.
There is.
Yeah.
There's a particular tiki drink that uses it.
Oh, what is it?
I don't fucking remember. It was one where I saw it in a book and I was like, ooh, all right, it uses absinthe. All right. That's a reclamation project. But
yep.
If I can find something that it tastes good in, then I'm down for it. That sounds great. It tastes like shit. It tastes like absinthe with ice. It's fucking awful. I am no vodka fan.
Uh-huh.
I think vodka is trash, but vodka wins like a million times over against absinthe.
Yeah.
Vodka has use. Absinthe is no good.
Yeah, if I'm grading on utility, it's got to be vodka. Oh, absinthe.
Yeah. I was just about to say, vodka is a utility drink.
Yeah, absinthe is good at only one thing, and that is not living up to the hype.
Yeah.
Period. Yep. It's also really good for making like 19-year-old supposed experienced drinkers fucking out themselves. Yeah.
Absinthe is a truth test.
Oh yeah, exactly.
It's a reality check.
No, you're not. This is just vodka, and I poured licorice flavoring into it. Sit the fuck down.
Vodka and licorice schnapps.
Yeah. Oh, and B, it's a licorice liquor. I don't know how many of those there are. There's more than enough, but that's easily like the worst of it because it's a licorice liquor with like that's lying to you. It's a bitch. It's just put it down. It's a bitch liquor.
It's a politician.
And we will not tolerate it. No.
And it doesn't deliver on the one thing that it promised to do. You don't hallucinate.
Yeah.
Like, if you got a good fucking trip out of it, at least there's utility there.
Yeah.
Like, it's like I'm stomaching this awful flavor in order to see the green fairies as they appear. But no, it's just fucking bullshit. That's all it is.
No. It doesn't even let you hallucinate that you're drinking something else.
All right. Moving on to possibly my favorite bracket. Mm-hmm. Gin. Versus schnapps. I hate both. Like, I really, I can't fucking stand either of these. I personally am going to give schnapps the edge.
As soon as you said my favorite, I was like, oh, he's chambering up some sarcasm for this one.
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
Spinning that wheel.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it to schnapps, but I'm not happy about it. Like I would swap in like mop bucket water over these two.
God damn.
Gin's gross, schnapps is pointless.
Okay, well hang on a second. A lot of tiki drinks happen to use various types of schnapps, right?
Nah, they use liqueurs.
Ah, but I've seen some
There might be one or two.
Okay, all right. Hang on a second. So, would you consider De Kuyper to be an off-brand schnapps?
De Kuyper. No, that's a liqueur.
That's straight liqueur.
That's like Pucker and stuff, right?
Pucker, yeah. Blue Caraco, I guess. that would be one of it.
No, curious. Those are liqueurs. That's not a schnapps. Like a schnapps is like a peppermint schnapps, a peach schnapps. You know, it's a clear liquor, not a colored liquor.
Right, so. But you do have some like peach De Kuypers, some raspberry De Kuypers also.
But are they clear?
I don't know. Shit. it's been a while since I've had a bottle of liquor in my house. So I thought that they used to be colorless, but basically serving the same function.
Let's see. Is the...
The only thing is that you call a schnapps because it's like a trademark.
All right, so yes, De Kuyper is considered a... Well, no, it's considered a schnapp or liqueur. Thanks, guys. Real fucking helpful. Jesus.
On Tuesday, it's a liqueur.
Schnapps with the marketing psyop. Good for you guys. Okay, all right. So at this point, does the argument become like, is Pepsi a Coke? Or... Yeah.
I'm going to give it to schnapps. I don't like gin.
Okay.
I've never enjoyed an experience drinking gin.
Samesies, but only because I happen to think of schnapps as a De Kuyper, but also I can't drink gin anymore.
And gin makes a man mean.
It makes a man throw up is what it does. you both know that story, so I'm not going to repeat it. But yeah, I literally can't drink gin anymore. So, no.
Well, for me, gin, the only time I ever use it is when I'm making one of my three kinds of Bloody Marys. I have Bloody Mary, Bloody Queen Marys, and Bloody Marias. And the Bloody Queen Marys, I use gin.
Fucking what?
Yeah.
Gin Bloody Marys.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, have you had a Caesar yet? Like, that's... Now I need to know.
I have had a Caesar.
I've had Caesars. I like Caesars.
Do but not care for Caesars.
I don't know. It just seems like so... Ah.
But that being said, that is the only time I will drink gin. Schnapps 5 days a week.
It's already got enough acid in it. That's what I'm saying. Like gin on top of all that.
I'm gonna say it works.
Your back massaged by a grizzly bear. It's stiff, you know?
Don't you fucking threaten me with a good time.
Okay. Well, whip him up a Bloody Queen what?
A Bloody Queen Mary.
Bloody Queen Mary? And what about gin sounds even remotely Anglican? It's American liquor.
It's fucking beefy, isn't it? It's beef eater fucking gin, isn't it? Yeah, we fucking go. Beef eater.
Well, now that you put that together for me, I guess. All right, I'm the asshole.
We've got that.
Still.
We've got that bottle of gin with the little derby next door. That's very much British.
I can't drink the liquor anymore. I love that bottle, though.
Yeah, no, that bottle goes nowhere.
Yeah.
It also doesn't get used, so it's...
Yeah, so it's going to be around forever. All right.
Yep. All right. Next up, this is actually a very easy one for me. Mezcal or tequila versus liqueurs. Now, mezcal or tequila, if you don't know, is a spirit made from the agave plant. Sometimes has a worm in it. Liqueurs is a very large catch-all. Lots of stuff falls into the liqueur category, kind of like the schnapps category, as we just discussed a couple seconds ago.
Has a worm? Which one of us is dipping Wick into a bottle of tequila? Is that something I've not heard about?
Oh, no.
Is that what
no,
all the kids no. are doing? No.
Wrong worm.
Wrong worm? Oh, ringworm? Yeah. Ew.
No, God, that goes into the grain alcohol.
Okay. All right, I got it. Yeah,
you have to dissolve.
Yeah, yeah, you have to stir it with something. I forgot. That's right.
Yeah, you drop it in, it just screams.
Yeah. Like tonguey.
I didn't know my dick could yell.
Hello! This one's kind of tough. This is kind of tough because I've been voting about like the functional value of liquors up until this point, if it has some. And the liqueurs are obviously kind of lock and step with schnapps and herbals.
They're designed for their utility.
Yeah. But man, I do love a good tequila. That and tequila is really rare among like the core liquors in that it doesn't make you like want to nap. It's a good drink to have if you want to stay up watching movies or talking or whatever. And that uniqueness, I think, lends it a superficial value. What am I thinking of here? Additional, whatever. Plus, it's one of my favorite beverages ever, the Paloma. So I have to go with tequila. Or mezcal.
You motherfucker.
You know, it doesn't always have to be made with Fresca.
No, just when you make it, it has to be.
Just
made
when I make it, because I make the best kinds of Palomas, right? Yeah. I know you'd agree with me without even saying
that. Slight detour on Fresca, real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I made the mistake of mentioning Fresca truths at work the other day.
Oh, no.
And my boss is like, what's that Twitter account for the Fresca? I love Fresca. I was like, I can't tell you what it is, Carl. He's like, why not? I was like, because I enjoy my job and I don't want to get fired. I really can't tell you what it is. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. That one account was one of the best things about Twitter. Oh, shit. you didn't get like super like edgy on it, did you?
I said it tastes like it was mixed with Mojo Rawley's sweaty dick. Which he liked and retweeted.
It's too bad his career didn't go anywhere because he passed like all the vibe checks.
He really did. Yeah. Really did. All right, so you vote tequila.
I vote tequila.
Bob, what are you going with?
Mezcal. Let's just keep this sane.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going with liqueurs, but mezcal tequila can win. That works. I admire its function. I hate its flavor. All right. Final matchup for round one is rum versus grain alcohol or ethanol.
All right, let me lead this bracket with a question. Who here has had fucking ethanol?
I have had Everclear.
Oh, you did have Everclear. Shit, that's right. Sorry. All right. Did you like it?
No.
Rum. No. Rum it is. All right. Yeah, moving rum. Along.
Yeah, 1,000% rum. Yeah. There's a reason I have 40 different bottles of rum in my bar and none of ethanol.
Yeah. Although, people will be asking about that bottle of absinthe.
That's
and
true.
Pretty soon, that bottle of Malort. Mm-hmm.
Ugh, no. All right, so that's round one in the books. Bob, I'm going to recap our winners real quick.
All right.
Round one, our winners were mead, flavored malt beverages, IPAs, sours, dessert wines, rosé, ciders, white wines, whiskey, moonshine, whiskey, rye, herbals, bourbon, vodka, schnapps, mezcal tequila, and rum.
Yep.
It is a little crazy to me that Pinot Noir lost out against Barefoot. That's kind of a bummer to me.
100 times out of 100.
Ugh, damn it. All right, well.
Give me my fruit juice wines that I can sip with a straw.
The people have spoken.
All two of us.
All two of the people have spoken. I don't know. Maybe I'll get some backup on Discord. I don't know. Hope springs eternal. But
all right.
Everyone hold my breath.
Yeah.
All right, so let's move on. Let's move on to round two. Is that cool, Bob? Or are you gonna...
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. We've got mead versus flavored malt beverages.
Mead.
I got to go with mead as well. I enjoy an FMB, but my wife makes mead. Mead wins.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. If you put that next to like a blueberry Smirnoff or whatever, I'd probably have the mead instead. All right. Mead's an easy one, though. Yeah. No. Well, I'm going to say it's an obvious one, not an easy one. But we're going with mead.
All right. Next up, we have an IPA versus a sour.
Sours. And yes, Bob. I meant to say it like that.
Bob, I'm assuming you're going to go with a sour as well?
Oh, I'm definitely going sour.
All right. Well, as someone who enjoys an IPA, fuck you both. Into the wine bracket, we have dessert wines versus a rosé. And this is really the same thing.
Yeah. Which was what I was trying to say last week. But that road has
They
been
are differently
already.
Categorized, but.
On technicality, they are. But yeah, a rosé and a dessert wine. It's a sweet wine versus a sweet wine. I'm going to go with a rosé. I'm going to go with a rosé because I think a rosé can be used in more than just, I need to fuel my sweet tooth. You know, like a rosé can be a Sunday morning glass of wine, something like that. So that's going to be my pick.
What is a white Zinfandel? What would that be classified as?
A white, I would guess.
A white, yeah.
So yeah, but it's,
they're right
it's
there
pink.
In the name.
All right. I wasn't sure about that.
I really can't say that because my red Moscato.
I'll drink some fucking Moscato. Is that where you're putting dessert?
What is Moscato?
It's made from Muscat.
It's a white.
A white Zinfandel is a rosé.
It's a rosé? Then it's definitely a dessert wine because fuck white Zinfandel. That's like the moonshine of wines, except it doesn't get you drunk. It just makes you feel shame.
All right, so are you going dessert or rosé, Corey?
Oh, dessert. I thought I said that, yeah.
Oh,
dessert.
Okay. I'm sorry.
We're going with it.
How about you, Bob?
What did you say? You said rosé?
I said rosé.
Oh, okay. Oh, I will go... Oh. That one's actually tough. Yeah, I'll go dessert. Okay. Dessert again.
All right, and final matchup: a cider versus a white wine.
Don't hurt yourself.
Riesling. I'm going with the white.
Zee whites.
Yep.
I'm gonna go with a cider.
Ooh, I'm gonna agree with that. Ciders.
Ah, all right. Damn it. I thought, right. I thought I could do some justice for my reds, but yeah.
Moving on to the whiskey bracket, we have whiskey versus rye.
Ooh, fuck. Okay, oh, now here's where the rubber meets the road, right? and then veers off into a ditch because drinking. Okay. All right, so Templeton Rye is one of my favorite bottles, but. That's not like all rise.
All rise?
All rise. Very good. Going with whiskey. Going to go with whiskey on this one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with whiskey as well.
I would agree with that.
Okay. Then we have herbals versus bourbon.
Why? You got to hurt me. bourbon. Herbals all day.
Interesting.
Yep.
All right, which one did we sway me towards with herbals earlier that wasn't on the list? I said Jaeger was gross, and you. Oh,
so herbals scotch. I basically made the case that herbals, the utility case, but it was Grandmarnier's. It was your Drambuie's. It was your what the That's fuck right. else is there?
That's right.
Your
I'm gonna go herbals as well then.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Like I can drink some whiskey straight, but cocktails make the bar go round.
Honestly, didn't see that coming, but fair enough.
And then it makes the floor hit your face after the bar stops going around.
All right, moving into the elite eight of the spirits category, we have vodka versus schnapps.
Was that like a very like absolutely fabulous like one liner I just spat out there really quick, or is that more of a W.C. Fields thing?
A little of both.
A little bit of both, yeah. Definitely some ab fab feels.
I'm gonna say, I need to watch that again. Anyway, sorry, bit of a detour. Vodka and what was it? Schnapps that we went with.
Schnapps.
God, you know you're kind of like fighting the same enemy here.
Yeah. Schnapps are normally made with vodka.
Yeah, I mean, nobody who's like not serious actually drinks vodka, like straight. Like, if you're doing that, you're trying to get laid, like, desperately. If you're calling yourself a vodka drinker. But I did just, like, vote for herbals over... Oh, I don't know.
Don't contradict yourself, Corey.
I think I might have to contradict myself, though. I mean, if herbals make the whiskey go around, vodka is basically, like, the Minecraft stone block of liquors. So... Yep. You don't have anything else with vodka in cocktail culture. Well, you have a few things, but you don't have a lot of things. Yeah. Vodka it is.
Vodka.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to go vodka as well. And then we have tequila or mezcal versus rum.
You son of a bitch.
that one's actually really tough for me.
Yeah, I always knew it was going to come down to this in the first vote, and I should have bet on it, but that would have been insider information. God damn it. I can do both straight, but rum has more on the ball with cocktails simply because of the culture that was built up around it. So it's going to be rum.
The thing about rum, there's just so many different varieties of between regular rum, dark rum, spice rum. You definitely have a variety of whatever you want to use it towards, but,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know if you guys agree. Most tequila tastes like tequila. Doesn't make it wrong.
Mezcal's a bit sweeter to me, but yeah.
Oh, you think so?
Mm-hmm. Mezcal's a little bit sweeter and a little bit smokier.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Which is why you pay more for it, because it's like the flavored tequila. Tequila is usually just tequila flavored.
you see, I've never had the aged stuff, so that's probably where it built up most of its flavoring. Boy, I gotta go rum on that one.
Eh? Now, here's where this sucks. We're both never going to go to Mexico and Epcot and order rum. That would be a bit of a bummer. But
why would you?
Outside of Mexico, yeah, we're all rum fans. So that's the way it's going to be.
Yep. Rum wins for me.
Rum.
I really want to go back to that tequila bar, though. That place was great. If just to get some, like, you know, interior design tips or inspiration from it.
Oh, Cava?
Cava, that's what it was called. It's like the little place up near the entrance.
Yeah,
that place is fucking money. Yeah,
yeah, it's always fucking full too. Always lines outside the door. Yeah,
as it fucking should be. I'm glad that they've stayed the course. Excellent, good for Mexico. The attraction and the country.
All right, moving on. We have mead versus sours. This is where it gets tough.
Just throwing it out there. Mead is superior.
I don't want to sway your votes, but you're fucking wrong if you vote for sours.
I don't.
You are the goddamn antichrist if you like sours.
Can Mary send up a batch of blueberry flavored mead for me? So I can
get some when you come get your stuff.
That's true.
Is that what she makes? Blueberry?
Not before I take off, though.
she has, yeah.
Ooh.
All right. I'm paying this one forward, then. Mead. But I like me a sour.
I will go contradictory here just because there's two votes for me, and I'll say sours just so at least it has one little bit of love going in.
What's your fucking damage, dude? What's good? I am compromising my integrity here. No, I'm not. It's alcohol. What the fuck?
Okay. Anyway. I just realized mead, which was the last seed in this entire group, mm-hmm. won the whole thing, and most people would not even concede that mead is a beer.
But would you concede the mead? We have apparently conceded the mead.
Concede the mead.
We have conceded the mead, and we
some people call it the wine. Mead.
What?
Some people would consider mead a wine, but I think the
some
way
people are fucking dumb.
Well, yeah, I mean, it says it right there, wine.
Well, what the fuck do they know?
Yeah, we've only been making this since 1700. Fuck you.
It's to quote the prophet Carlin, some people are fucking stupid. Yep.
Amen. Must be his name.
All right. Moving on to the finals of the wine round, dessert wines versus ciders. This is, for me, this is going to go back to kind of the way we talked about ciders versus champagne.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for a cider at more opportunity than I am for a dessert wine. So cider is my choice.
You know what's kind of odd about both of these wines? It's that what you typically drink, what you typically serve when the co-eds come over. So they're basically like desperation late night wines or drinks. And I don't really know which one I'd be more comfortable waking up on top of. If, you know, I found myself in that situation, which I never fucking would anyway, but I think I'd like to see an empty bottle of $3 Chuck next to it with a a burnt condom hanging off of it.
Well, no, Malort didn't make the cut. It was
the Malort didn't make the cut. But what?
A box of dessert wine.
A box of dessert. Fuck it. No. If we're counting dessert wines, then we're counting the shit that's bagged, aren't we?
Sure.
All right. Well, the Mel speaketh no lies. I'm going with a dessert wine in any case.
Cider.
Cider?
Okay. Cider. Cider.
You would look your mom in the eye and say, wouldn't you rather have a cider?
No.
Then that delicious looking bag of wine? No.
Because you know she's going to, it's like, wait, that fucking brandy.
Oh, she's going to be so upset that brandy went out round one.
I know. Yeah, but I'm never going to share this with her. That's for sure.
That's probably for the best.
Yeah. Bag of brandy.
All right. We have whiskey versus herbals in the finals of the liquor category.
Whiskey versus herbals. Without one, you do not have the other. Well, no. I think you would still have whiskey. Yeah, all right, whiskey. Whiskey all night.
I'm going to go with whiskey on this one as well.
Yeah, you don't... I mean, Drambuie's great, but you don't put out Drambuie.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to have a Drambuie flight. There's not going to be, like, a Grand Marnier tasting down the street. Although I would not, you know, not go.
But if there was...
If there was...
I'd go. And the finals of the spirits category, we have vodka versus rum.
Ow.
Phew, yeah, that's tough.
Not tough for me at all.
Oh, that's capital T tough. I'm going with the vodka on that one.
Going rum.
Who would have seen that coming?
I know, right?
Yeah.
God damn it. I really don't know.
If Jesus had any influence here, I mean... Red would have won.
Malort. Oh,
no, Jay, that's if I had any influence here. Jesus, this is some great blood you got here, man.
Why, thank you. I'm glad I spilt it for your enjoyment.
That was distilled water this morning, right?
Oh, that's fucking dark even for me. No, actually, that's the start of a routine. I'm going to write that down.
vodka.
What if
rum,
Jesus
vodka
still rum served mankind?
You know what? I'm the Bloody Mary guy. I gotta go vodka then.
Yeah, but sometimes you're the Bloody Queen Mary guy.
Shit, that's right. Sometimes I make with rum. That makes it a Bloody Maria.
Oh, is that what a Bloody Maria was? I thought that was a tequila. Oh,
I figured that was tequila, too.
It is tequila. It is. Mm. Yeah. So, all right. Rum's out.
That made it a lot easier. Thank you, guys.
Oh, you're welcome. Glad I could do my part.
All right. Our final four, we have mead, cider, whiskey, and vodka.
That sounds like a horrible night.
Or a really good one.
The best night.
Yeah, that you're not going to remember.
I drink a cider drink. I drink a mead drink. I drink a whiskey drink.
I listen to Chumbawamba.
All right. Mead versus cider.
Cider versus me.
They're very similar.
Yeah.
They're very similar.
Same demographic, you could say, almost, right?
Almost, except mead exclusively uses honey, while ciders will use fruit.
Mm-hmm.
It's awfully quiet.
I get free mead when I come over?
Mm-hmm.
All right, mead.
That's your swing vote.
Nobody said that bribes were illegal.
That's true. I'm going to go mead as well.
All right. That makes it easy for me, because I don't have to pick one.
Nice. All right. Fantastic. But if you were going to pick one...
Oh, it'd still be mead.
Oh, okay. All right.
All right. Whiskey versus vodka. I'm going...
Corey's going to have trouble with this one.
I'm going with whiskey, because I... Sorry. It's much better. It's so much better than vodka.
All right.
I'm in the same boat. I'm just not making the noises.
Old fashioned.
Yeah, whiskey.
Wow.
I mean, I'm never going to have a shot of vodka fucking ever. If only due to the optics of doing such a thing.
All right, we have an 8 seed versus a 1 seed.
This is pretty crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mead versus whiskey.
Some kind of an upset, isn't it?
A little bit. I mean, mead had a good run. It ends here because whiskey's going to win.
This is definitely the Cinderella team. This is Gonzaga versus Duke.
Once Mary gets into like distillation, let her know. It's whiskey. Yeah,
you're going to have a whiskey before while the mead is still brewing.
Yeah, liquor before mead. There's no rhyme for that.
No.
No bucket you'll need, I suppose.
I like that.
That works. Yeah. I like that.
All right, cool. Well, run with it. Send it to marketing.
All right, whiskey is the winner.
Oh, woo! Bob didn't even put a ballot in. He was just like, ah, it's whiskey.
I didn't need to.
Yeah. Well, you didn't need to, is what you meant to say.
I didn't need to.
So congratulations to the fine people at Whiskey for winning this year's tournament.
Yeah. So the fine people at Whiskey.
Whiskey, Tennessee.
The entire Whiskey community of the Bible Belt thanks you and our participation in this. So Whiskey, this is kind of like this was a competition almost 30 years in the making, more or less, right? Because of Bev Bowl.
Does Jay know about Bev Bowl?
I think you know about Bev Bowl, right? No, you never saw the comics?
No idea what we're talking about.
That was okay. So there wasn't enough North High overlap there.
Yeah, I think we need to talk about Bev Bowl real quick.
We did. Okay. So you remember Bud Bowl, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Of course.
Yeah. For some dumb reason, we got it into our heads to make a more degenerate counterpart to that, and I drew a comic about different liquors. Now it wasn't as broadly categorized as this was, so I had like
it was more brands. So it was like Mad Dog 2020.
I had Mad Dog 2020 on there. That was the big one. That was supposed to be like Lawrence Taylor of the whole thing.
Nice.
Or whoever I thought played football at the time, which is probably nobody. Larry Zonka, because he has a funny name. Dick Butkus. I know there was Everclear on there. There's Jack Daniels. There's Jim Beam. If George Thorogood ever mentioned it in a song, I probably included it. And then, of course, we had like different beers, but I kind of left that to Bob. So, yeah, that's pretty much what this was and kind of where the idea for this shit came from.
Nice.
Now I'm not going to draw this comic because I'm lazy, but it's nice to know that we've got some closure on the topic now.
Does Bev Bowl still exist somewhere, or is that gone down the road?
Only up here.
Gotcha. Understood.
Yep.
Understood.
Yep. I mean,
The great thing about all this is I looked at this and I'm like, why are we doing this? Vodka's going to win easily.
Dude, that's why the last time we did one of these, and you two were involved in the playoffs or whatever you want to call it, just making the bracket, you set aside a number of entrants that were kind of shoo-ins. Like, all right, we know these guys are going to go far. But you like set them up in a particular way. Now, tell the guy who actually works in sports but doesn't fucking pay attention to anything ever at his job what that was.
So you put the like ale would be a one seed because
it was the seeding process. Okay, understand that.
Yeah, so if you look at the list there, so if you just go ale, mead, stout, FMB, pilsner, IPA, lager, sours,
right?
1, 8, 2, 7, 3, 6, 4, 5.
Okay. Okay. I got it. I'm pretty sure I got it. But yeah, I think that's basically what Bob ended up doing for the whole left side here, if I remember correctly.
But the whole thing.
Oh, the entire thing. Okay,
yeah, remember, that's why I was asking. Okay, especially with the beers. Let's start with the beers. What would you make the first one? Mm-hmm. And without you knowing what I was doing, I would tell you to tell me the order, and you said, all right, ale and lagers, those have to be your one and your twos, obviously.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then after that, we kind of like thread through the needle, and it's like, all right, let's put this here. I'd put this at 6, I'd put that at 8, and so forth.
Okay. All right. Well, now I think I get it. All right. Let me ask you how much of an appeal there would be to this idea. So, incidentally, another part of Bev Bowl was like cocktails and shit, because we had Rum Runners, we had Bahama Mamas and stuff. Would there be any chance of like a follow-up bracket to this where it is just strictly cocktails? Like, is there any ground for that? Or would everybody just say the Long Island Iced Tea and then be done with it?
No, I think there's absolutely room for that.
Fucking yeah.
I think that'd be more interesting.
All right. Well, the good news is that gives us a whole year to prep for that. How about that shit? All right. Well, we knew Whiskey was going to win, and Whiskey has won.
No, we could do later on this year. We can do a draft, a cocktail draft,
a drunk draft.
That I like. I like that a lot.
Oh, that's so cool! All right,
because every year we do a bracket and a draft. So yes, we could do that.
Okay.
All right.
And I could definitely get some other people involved in this to help to make it even muddier.
Fucking nice. A! All right, pencil me in for the drunk draft. All right.
Drunk draft.
I love it. All right, everybody. Well, that was episode, I'm assuming the number is correct, 117 of the Cretans Guild podcast. We are, of course, part of the Podfix Network. That's podfixnetwork.com. I hope you guys enjoyed all the discussion about Second Coming and Jesus coming back and having bathroom sword fights with the devil.
Yeah. Thanks for mentioning that right as we're about to get off. Hey! Yeah, whatever. Fine.
As always, guys, please be sure to practice infinite diversity and infinite combinations. Our link tree to all our socials and Tout and other media can be found in the description. Be sure to join our Discord and join in the discussion. So there are more than 4 of us in there. Well, 3.5. I'm only there like once a week. You can find me on YouTube at Square Pegs. I'm the one without Sarah Jessica Parker. You can find Bob at WRHstudios.com for Skipper Bob's amazing photography. Please be sure to take a look at his portfolio over there. It's fantastic. And follow him on YouTube as well. We have merch on tpublic.com that features the art of the brilliant Tom Solo. And as I mentioned, we are part of the Podfix Network. So to all of our followers, new and old, we say welcome to the guild.
And to all your cats.
To all your dogs and cats.
I'll tell you.
Dogs and cats.
This was a podcast of the Podfix Network. You can check out more shows like it at podfixnetwork.com.
I don't know. Did you even mention Tout?
I did.
Oh,
I said Tout.
What
oh, you did.
Oh, okay.
I did. I did.
Okay.
I fucking said Tout.
We're so used to hearing it. It's just white noise to us at this point. Yeah.
That what the fuck is self-administered? I'm sorry.
White noise was my nickname in high school.
Hi, I'm Skipper Bob, and this was a production of WRH Studios. If you run a podcast and need help with producing, editing, or even marketing, I have over 25 years of high-level audio engineering and can assist creatively or production with a history of covered worldwide known names such as ESPN, NBC Sports, and the WWE. Or, if you're visiting the Orlando area and need a photographer to help cover an event, capture a look for your cosplay, display your scare actor or other entertainment poses for resumes, I have a background in photographing fast-paced sports, product displays, modeling, and digital editing. I'm a jack of most trades. I cannot do makeup. Check out my past work on WRHstudios.com and let's make some memories.